Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A few games that have been kind of changed around because of the extreme heat. And one of the games, today's game at Arena with Blanchardville, that has been postponed, and that was not only with the heat, but also an umpire shortage, I understand. So at least one game in our area that we know of that is not happening today, but this one is, and we'll be seeing Carson Obgenorth on the mound for Dodgeville against Blake Busson for the Muscadet Mudcats. That is next year when the Hometown of Baseball afternoon broadcast continues on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Here is the Muscadet batting order today, leading off the shortstop. Carson Kenyon batting second at second base, Casey Layton. Josh Cartwright, the catcher, hits third. The pitcher, Blake Busson, is hitting cleanup. Batting number five, Logan Olson in center field. Keegan Ramirez, the left fielder, hits sixth. Trent Forehand at first base, batting number seven. Ryan Hooter is playing at third base and batting eighth. Hitting number nine, the right fielder, Nick Winters. Obgenorth pitching to Sean Riley. That's the battery for the Knights today. Dominic McVeigh is at first base. Jason Bachup is at second. Leighton Bowers is shortstop. And Grant Rowe is at third base. Brock Henkel in left field. Nick Cullen in center. Daylon Rickard is in right field. And we're just about set to get underway. Hope you enjoy the action this afternoon on WRCO. Our engineer is Tim Feed. My name is Phil Nee. And here at the minute, 2 minutes past 1 o'clock, it is 87 degrees in Dodgeville. The pitch is down low for a ball, and we're underway. Heat index of around 105 this afternoon and growing. Obgenorth looking in for the target from Riley. From the windup, there's the pitch, reached out and touched toward right field. The right fielder drifting over and makes the grab. Rickard pulls it in, and there is one up and one down. Carson Kenyon going opposite way on that one. Got under it just a little bit. Second baseman Casey Layton will be the batter. Casey adjusting the helmet and standing in now. Batting number two, Obgenorth. From the windup, there is the pitch. It's bunted out in front of the plate. Obgenorth off the mound, hustles, throws to first, and got him. And there are two up and two down. Not a bad idea for Layton, but it went just a little bit too far toward the pitcher, and he was able to throw him out. Josh Cartwright now, the number three hitter, standing in for the Mudcats. Fans continuing to file in, actually underneath the overhang here. There's a shaded area. There's a roof area over the bleachers at Dodgeville. And there's a nice breeze coming through there. It actually doesn't feel that bad. Not like it would be out on the middle of this field. Nothing in one to the batter. And the pitch. Cartwright bounces it toward third. Foul down the third baseline to the opposite side of the fair line. And they'll bring it back and try again. Two outs in the opening inning. Mudcats in their white and red uniforms. The Knights in their black and red. Here's a sharp chopper to third, picked up by Rowe. Throws across, dug out by McVeigh, and that'll do it. Muscadet goes 1-2-3 in the opening inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. A half in the books. It is Muscadet nothing, Dodgeville coming up. This is Hometown of Baseball from WRCO Sports.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Warming up for the Muscadet Mudcats is Blake Busson, Josh Cartwright behind the plate, Trent Forehand at first, Casey Layton is at second, Carson Kenyon the shortstop, and Ryan Hooter is at third base. In the outfield, Keegan Ramirez in left, Logan Olson in center, Nick Winters in right field. Layton Bowers leads off for Dodgeville, the shortstop. Jaron Buckup is hitting second, and at second base, Sean Riley, the catcher, hits third. Dominic McVeigh at first base, batting cleanup. Carson Abgenorth, the pitcher, hitting fifth. Grant Rowe at third base, batting sixth. Brock Henkel, the left fielder, bats number seven. Nick Cullen in center, batting eighth. And hitting number nine, Dalen Rickard, the right fielder. No score, bottom half of the first inning. Here in area HTL action. The right-hander, Busson, getting ready to work. Standing in now is Bowers. Left-handed hitter and a big leadoff man here for Dodgeville. Here comes the pitch. Sidearm delivery. It's taken down low. One ball and no strikes. Busson oftentimes goes to that sidearm, unique delivery. There's the pitch. That's called a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Busson working quickly. Winds and fires. That's a strike. And the count goes to 2-1. Outfield shaded a bit towards center field for the left-handed batter. And around, here's a swing and a piece of it. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Pat Riley and I discussing things in the dugout about the old days. And before we paid much attention to heat indexes, seemed like it wasn't quite a thing. 2-2 is going to be bounced toward third, and it's going to be backhanded at the shortstop spot. Thrown across the diamond by Kenyon, not in time. And Bowers gets aboard with an infield single. Hooter had maybe an opportunity for it, but when he couldn't get to it, Kenyon tried to make a play and didn't get it over there in time. Had it been a lesser runner, he might have had a shot at getting him. Jaron Buckup, second baseman standing in, and takes a look at his strike. Nothing in one. I mean, it's the same old thing when us old-timers get together and talk about the way it used to be, but it seemed like we played through a lot of hot days back in the day. Pitch is inside for a ball, one ball and one strike. And as Pat had mentioned, back in the old days, they would always kind of discourage you to, don't be drinking water. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch, ripped up the middle and caught by the second baseman back to first in time. Casey Layton snags, so what would have been a base hit, and then doubles off Layton Bowers, and there are two away. Great play, Layton, over to Trent Forehand, and there are two away, and the batter will be Sean Riley. Now, back in the day, they would say, well, you know, don't want to have to go to the bathroom during the game, so we're not going to drink as much water. Here's the pitch to Riley, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing and one. Should probably weigh the catchers before today's game and see how much weight they lose during the contest. Pitch is inside, and it hit the batter, and Riley is aboard. Hit by a pitch, so he'll head down to first base, and Dominic McVay will be the batter. So Riley at first, forehand play in the bag as Riley gets the lead, bussing to the belt. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Nothing in one to McVay. Coming down to the wire, lots of games coming up here over the course of the next month. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a ball. One ball and one strike. The home talent regular schedule wraps up in about a month. And then playoffs begin the following week in late July. 1-1 offering. There's the pitch. Bounces and then back to the screen. And on to second base is Riley on a wild pitch. So a runner at second. Two away here in the opening inning. Donchell with the runner in scoring position for the first time. Bussin ready to go. Batter took time just for a second and now stands back in. And here comes the pitch. Ball inside. And I believe that's ball three. 3-1 on McVay with Riley at second base for the Knights here in the bottom of the first inning. Bussin ready. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward third. Going to be knocked down by the shortstop. Nice play. Kenyon down the line, and he didn't get him at first base. Very close play over here. But the umpire made the definitive call. Runners at the corners now for the Knights in the opening inning. Tremendous play by Carson Kenyon again. Trying to bring it a long way across the diamond and didn't get him. Obgenarth, the pitcher, can help his own cause. Runners at the corners, Bussin with the pitch, taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Mudcats certainly lose a lot when their leader, Alex Meister, is not in the building, and he now with a vacation, so won't be here next week, I believe. Pitch with the runner going first to second. It's a swing and a miss, and Muscadet will concede that runner stealing second base. So runners at 2-3 now. And two strikes on Obgenarth. Bussin from the windup. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Two outs. Dodgeville has the table set. Runners at second and third here in the bottom half of the first inning, but there are two away. 1-2 from Bussin. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him, and that'll do it. Dodgeville strands a pair here in the opening inning. No runs and a couple of base hits. No errors and two left aboard. We go to the second inning. Scoreless in Dodgeville. Muscadet and the Knights battling here today on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions are here to help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at auction. We have locations in Columbus, Spring Green, Muscadet, and Hillsboro, and do on-site auctions across Wisconsin. We believe in the live auction, and our live auctions consistently get top dollar. You can hire anyone to sell your stuff, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Welcome back to Dodgeville. The warm-ups continue for the second inning. Batting for Muscadet will be Blake Busson, followed by Logan Olson and Keegan Ramirez. Opgenor finishing his warm-up tosses here in the game. So thanks to the folks here in Dodgeville. They got some air conditioning blowing across through the booth here today. And, yeah, I might just move in here. June kicks me out. I got a place to stay in Dodgeville anyway. The left-hander finishing up his warm-up pitches now. And the throw down to second base. Really doesn't take a long time to warm up on a day like this, I wouldn't think, anyway. Back to the pitcher, and we're ready to go. We'll have some good matchups coming up in the early part of July as well in hometown baseball. These Knights will be at Cazenovia on a Friday night. Always look forward to that matchup. Busson standing in. Here's the pitch. Ripped well. Left field area. Nice job by the shortstop Bowers. Throws high over the first baseman's head. Now heading to second base is the runner, Busson, and he's there. So Muscadet has a base runner at second base leading off the second inning. Leighton Bowers made the play deep in the hole at short, but then threw it way over the top of the first baseman's glove. Still the batter. Standing in will be Logan Olson. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Official scores have scored that an error. One ball and no strikes. Muscadet with a chance to get on the board first this afternoon. Opgenorth back to the belt with Busson leading at second. The pitch fouled straight back. One ball and one strike on Olson. Fans continuing to kind of file in here or walk through the park. Plenty of shady spots. And Mike Riley doing the brats downstairs. They smell good. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. One ball and two strikes. I told Mike he probably doesn't have to use his gas grill today, though. He could probably just put them out on a cookie sheet on the pavement. He'd probably do all right. 1-2 offering, runner leading at second base. Here's the pitch, swinging and a foul back. Olson stays up. And a new baseball comes out. Oh, the stories that can be told from that Dodgeville dugout over there. I'll be telling a few right now. 1-2 offering, here's the pitch. Reached out and popped behind second base. The shortstop Bowers is over, and he has got it for the first out. One away for Keegan Ramirez. Keegan met the ball well. Last week had a extra base hit robbed from him in center field, and then later had a key hit for Muscadet. Runner at second, and the batter stands in, and the runner is off. The pitch is going to be down low. Throw to third, not in time, and down the line, but not far enough for the runner, Busson, to advance. Grant Rowe did a good job of getting over and getting that ball in foul ground. So a runner at third for Muscadet. They got something happening here. Ball and no strikes to Ramirez. Opgenorth, ready to work. And here's the pitch, taken for a strike. One ball and one strike to the batter. Boy, if Keegan can get one even on the ground over here on the right field side, that run should come across. One ball, one strike, the pitch, swing, and a piece of it. Strike two. Trent Forehand due next for the Mudcats in the top of the second inning. Bussin with a big lead over at third base. Time is called. Ramirez stands back in. Infield drawn in for that exact reason, possibly a play at the plate. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. And the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Runner retreats, now gets a lead at third base. 2-2 offering, there it is. Down low and wild, they're going to try to score. Bussin, here he comes, and he's in. And Muscadet leads it. 1-0 as Bussin comes across on a wild pitch. And the Mudcats with a lead. Count goes full on Ramirez. Opdenorth, the long walk back to the mound, ready with the payoff pitch. And here it is to Ramirez. Strike three called. There are 2-0-8. That'll bring up Trent Forehand. First strikeout for the pitcher. Forehand coming in, left-handed batter for the Mudcats. Checks the sign at third and now stands in. Lefty against lefty here in this matchup. And there's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Buter due next for the Mudcats in the second inning. 0-1 offering is swung on and missed. Strike two. High heat for Opdenorth. Probably can hear the wind happening in the background. That makes it a little more bearable today. 0-2 offering. Here comes the pitch. Down low. 1-2. Opdenorth, a part of the Platteville ball team this year. Platteville High School team. Two strikes on the batter. The 1-2 offering is low and again wild back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes from Opdenorth. Muscadet with a run without a hit here so far in the inning. Two balls and two strikes. And here comes the offering. Swing and a miss. They got him. And that is out number three. Opdenorth strikes out two in the inning. Muscadet plates a run without a hit. There was an error and none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number two. Muscadet 1, Dodgeville 0. And hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
At Napa Auto and Truck Parts, buy the Milwaukee M18 Fuel String Trimmer with Quick Lock Kit for just $349 and receive one free Quick Lock attachment of your choice. Select from the M18 Edger, Brush Cutter, or Articulating Hedge Trimmer attachment. Tackle every job with Milwaukee's trusted power and precision. Stop by Napa in Richland Center or Basket Bell and take advantage of this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
1-0 Muscadet leading as we hit to the bottom of the second inning here at Centennial Park. Grant Rowe leads it off, and here's the pitch, and that is taken for a strike. 0-1. Bussin gave up a couple of hits, but no runs in that opening inning. Blake back for his second inning of work. Here's the pitch. That one is low and outside. One ball and one strike. Buss and winds and pitches. That one is foul back, strike two. One ball and two strikes. You talk about how warm it is out there for the players, but probably more concern should be paid to the umpires because the players actually get a little bit of a break each half inning. Go and sit in the shade. 1-2 pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-2. Busson's got a unique delivery. He kind of hangs and then goes sidearm. This pitch is outside for a ball, and it's full count now on the batter. And he works quickly, so batters have to kind of be aware when they're in there. It might be coming. Full count offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. Second strikeout for Busson. And now timeout. Umpires will have a little bit of a confab here. The next batter up is a left-hander, Brock Henkel. I'm not sure if they're asking about Blake Busson's delivery. But it looks like they might be. So the umpire, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Here comes Harry Zebarth out of the dugout to have a word. He brings the leg up, and then he kind of hesitates, puts it back down, and here's what they're kind of asking about. There are no runners on, so it wasn't like a situation where there should have been a balk or something for a runner to advance on plate, but it is deceptive for the batters. Batter standing in. Here is Henkel, and the pitch taken for a ball outside. One ball and no strikes. I'm sure Blake has been... He's pitched like this for a long time, so one ball, no strikes. That one low as he sweeps it across, just a little bit below the strike zone. And it's two balls and no strikes to the hitter. Here's the next pitch. That one is high and outside. Three balls and no strikes. Busson working here, trying to get something done and find a strike. That one is in there for a strike, and it goes to 3-1 now to the hitter. Agile's got some tough lefties in this lineup. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air toward first, knocked down by the second baseman Leighton, throws late, and everybody is safe. Ball rolls down the line, and it looks like the runner is going to stay at first base. So a runner at first with one away. No official score on that one yet, but they'll probably score an error on the throw. One out with one away for Nick Cullen, the center fielder. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Runner leading at first base slightly. Here's the pitch. Strike call. 1-1. Busson is on the board with a strike. Back it goes to the pitcher. Here it is. Swung out and fell back. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Runner back at first base. One away here in the bottom of the second inning. Dodgeville with the base runner for the second inning in a row. 1-2 offering from Busson. Swing and a miss. And Cullen is gone. There are two away. Three strikeouts now for Busson, and that'll bring up Dalen Rickard. Dalen also batting left-handed for the Dodgeville Knights. Runner leading at first base. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Dodgeville has had some teams over the years. Home talent baseball champions some years ago. Here's the pitch. That one is a ball. Two balls and no strikes to the hitter. Up here in the booth, they pay tribute to a lot of those players and teams over the years, but they were home talent champions in 2006. Seems like only yesterday. This is a ball. Runner leads over here at first base by a pace or two. There's the pitch. Check swing. And that's a ball low. I believe the count is 3-1. Bussing back and ready. There's the pitch. Ripped in the air toward second. And caught. Nice job by Casey Layton. Sliding in the knees. Pulls it in for out number three. And that will do it here in the inning for the Knights. No runs. There were no hits. There was an error. And one left aboard. We go to inning number three. Muscadet leading it 1-0 over Dodgeville in home talent baseball from WRCO Sports.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Get ready for Sunshine Golf and Giving Back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
A big thank you to our sponsors of Home Talent Baseball on the radio. Summer baseball coming your way this week. Great games coming up here in the future. No game next Sunday, but a few of our teams are playing long distances away, it looks like, next week. And some are playing on other times other than Sundays. But we'll be back with more action coming up toward the end of June and then the first part of July. Several teams have over the weekend, the 4th of July weekend, special events. Leading off here is Huter, and he takes a look at the ball. Ryan will be followed by Nick Winters and then Carson Kenyon. 1-0 in favor of the visiting Muscadet Mudcats here today. Here's the pitch inside. It almost hit him. Two balls and no strikes. Carson Obgenarth on for his third inning of work. Here comes the kick and the pitch, and that one is called a strike. 2-1 to the batter. Obgenarth from the windup, kicks high and fires. Swing and a miss, strike two. 2-2 to the batter. Here comes the kick and the pitch. That one is down low, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Obgenarth looking in for the target. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Uter staying alive with a good cut, and we'll see now as forces Obgenarth to go back and make it accurate here. Muscadet trying to get a base runner. Payoff pitch. There it is. It's high, and he walked in. So Huter will take his base. And the batter, Nick Winters. First walk given up by the pitcher. And Winters, one of the more veteran players on this Muscadet team, will be coming in. In fact, he pitched batting practice today. Came into the dugout, and I was talking to him beforehand. It looked like he took a shower or something, but he didn't. Here's the pitch. Maybe he needed to, but strike call down the batter. Nothing in one. Runner leads. Here's the pitch. It's going to be ripped toward the left field area, deep in the hole at shortstop. It's picked. They'll throw him out. What a play by Bowers on the play. Huter goes to second base. Boy, oh boy, Bowers took away a base hit deep in the hole at shortstop, and there is one away. Back to the top of Muscadet's order. That's Carson Kenyon stepping in to bat. Carson stepping in. Runner leads at second. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. Kenyon flew out to right field his first time up. And here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. One and one to Carson. Makes his way in. Opgenorth set the pitch. Huter leading at second base. Here comes the pitch. Ripped in the air. Well hit. Right center field. And it's going to drop in there for a base hit. They've got the runner at third on the hold now. And the throw comes in. Nice base hit for Carson Kenyon. Runners at the corners. And Casey Layton will be the batter. So good hit by Carson Kenyon. Second time that he's gone that way. The first time it was caught out in right field. This one he was able to sneak in there. Opgenorth to the belt. Runner leading at first. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched. Well hit. Left fielder is back. Back. And that ball is off the fence in left field. Huter will score. Here comes Kenyon to third. On to second base is Layton. And the Mudcats lead it 2-0. Wow, Casey Layton didn't miss that one, getting out of here by very much. Left field area, man, he gave that a ride. And the second run comes across for the Mudcats. So an RBI hit for Layton. Kenyon at third, Layton at second, Josh Cartwright, the batter. Opgenorth going back to work the baseball. Kind of dry his hand off. Cartwright gets the catcher's gear off. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Reached out and ripped to right center, and it is going to gap in there. Muscadet is going to score more. Kenyon scores. Layton scores. Cartwright at second base with a stand-up double. How about that? The Mudcats off to a 4-0 jump here today over Dodgeville. Big hit by Cartwright. They're putting the ball all over the place here. Two RBIs, and Blake Bussin will be the batter. Bussin reached on an error and scored Muscadet's first run back in the second inning. There's a conference at the Dodgeville mound now. So time for a moment. The conference is over. And Bussin will be up. Still only one away in the Muscadet third inning. Opgenorth checks the runner. And here's the pitch. That is taken down low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Left-hander back to the belt. And the pitch. Called a strike. One ball and one strike on Bussin. He stretches out, and he's back in. Right-handed batter against the left-handed thrower. Here goes the 1-1 offering. It's going to be taken high and outside. 2-1 here to the batter in the top of the third inning. Muscadet with three hits in this inning. Here's the pitch. Reached out and ripped well. Left center field. Left fielder is over. The center fielder over. Left fielder. Oh, what a catch by Hinkle. Hauls it in the left center field gap. And that robs a hit from Blake Busson. It's out number two. That was well played. Ball is carrying well here this afternoon. The batter now is Logan Olson. Olson popped out to shortstop. First time up. Comes up now. Batting to the right side here in the third inning. A chance for Muscadet to do even a little bit more damage. Obgenorth to the belt. Here's the pitch. Swinging in a piece of it. Nothing in one. You hear stories about catchers on days like this bringing out their gear, dumping water out of it after they get done. Bringing out their shirt, nothing in one. Down low and wild, but not far enough. Or is it? Yeah, it's going to be far enough for the runner to advance, sliding in there. And then the throw gets by at third base, and here comes Cartwright. He's going to try to score. Throw home is wild, and the Muscadet Mudcats score run number five. Wow. Cartwright going to third on a wild pitch, and then as the throw went down the line, it allowed the runner to come all the way around and score. Dodgeville's got someone up warming up. Pat Riley called this a bullpen day, so don't expect a long day for Obgenorth, the pitcher. Pitch to Olson. That one is high. Count goes to 2-1. Ramirez due next. Olson is the seventh batter of the third inning for Muscadet. Obgenorth from the windup. The pitch down low. Count is now 3-1 on the batter. Wind blowing across the diamond here. More of a crosswind. Hasn't really affected a great deal of ball in play. Here's the pitch. Swing and a strike. Got just a piece of it. Two strikes on the batter. Pull up now on Logan Olson. Obgenorth back and ready. Here comes the pitch. Down low. He walked him. So Logan Olson is aboard. And that will bring up Keegan Ramirez. Second walk given up by Carson. Both in this inning. Runner at first base for Keegan. Here comes the pitch. That one missed high. One ball and no strikes. Ramirez, the eighth batter of the inning. Olson with his slight lead at first base, being held by McVay. Here is the pitch. Reached out and bounced sharply to second base. Picked up there, they'll go the short route to second base for the force on Olson, and that is out number three. Keegan Ramirez hits into a fielder's choice, and Muscadet is finally retired, but they pick up four runs in the inning on three base hits. There was an error and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the third. Muscadet on the board, 5-0, leading the Dodgeville Knights here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
When it comes to great food and good times, Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the place to be. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday night fish fry, featuring shrimp that hits the spot. On Saturdays, savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. Looking for a quick, satisfying lunch? Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Five nothing Muscadet in the lead, bottom of three here at Dodgeville Centennial Park, and Blake Busson continuing his warm-up tosses here for the Mudcats. And around the horn it goes, conference at the mound, and Muscadet still waiting for its catcher to emerge. In with the catcher's gear on. Here he comes. Umpire Chris Fitzsimons coming out to have a word with the pitcher. Throw down to second base now, and around the horn it goes. And Fitzsimons working on the kick leg, talking to the pitcher about do's and don'ts there. Conference continues here. Second time they have talked to Blake about his delivery and that foot that goes in the air and where it goes, kind of a herky-jerky motion, so it can be very deceptive for batters. Here is Leighton Bowers. He singled the lead off the bottom of the first and now swings and rips this one to short. Loved by Carson Kenyon, and he throws him out with a nice throw over to Trent Forehand. One up and one down. The batter will be Jaron Bacup. Jaron lined out back in the first inning. Number two hitter in the order. Five runs and three hits for Muscadet. No runs, one hit, one error for Dodgeville. Two errors. And now a hit batsman as Bacup takes one on the left hip. And he is down to first base. One on with one away. Dodgeville has had base runners in every inning. Sean Riley hit by a pitch last time. He will be in to hit next. Busson says yes to the sign. And the pitch inside for a ball. Runner moving now and down to second base on a delayed steal. Dodgeville with a runner in scoring position. Again with one away in the third. Riley back in against Busson. The one ball, no strike count. And the pitch swung on and fouled. Out of play. A ball and a strike. This is the spot where we broadcast our high school games. I was here twice this year. Once with River Valley, once with Richland Center. Here's the pitch. Popped up. First base side. Going over to look for it is the first baseman. And Forehand makes the grab. And the runner tags, but now won't go. So there are two away. Trent Forehand pulls that in. Not an easy catch looking back toward the hazy sunshine. Runner remains at second for Dominic McBay. He had a single last time. And I believe they're going to intentionally walk him. They will. So McBay down to first base. And they'll pitch to Carson Obgenort. So walk-wise, that is the first given up by Busson. And again, it is an intentional walk. Runners lead at 1-2. Obgenort struck out last time. Runners going. Here's a high fly. The right field side. Who's got it? Going back now. Going a long way to shortstop. Carson Kenyon. He makes the grab. Running back toward right field. And that is the third out. So nice job by the Mudcats here. Dodgeville has had base runners, but Muscadet's had an answer in the inning. No runs. There were no hits. No errors. And two left aboard. We go to the fourth inning on a warm one here in Dodgeville. 5-0. Muscadet leads the Knights on WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
A new pitcher for Dodgeville warming up. This is Ty Paulskill taking the place of Carson Obgenorth. Carson worked the first 3 innings today, walking 2 and giving up 3 hits. Trent Forehand will lead off he is from Richland Center, for Muscadet standing in here. 7, 8, 9 batters. And Paulskill from the windup. There's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in 1. Brent, a graduate of Richland Center High School, mentioned last week kind of lamenting the fact that there aren't more Richland Center ball players in the home talent league. There are a few. Nothing in 1. This one fouled out of play. 2 strikes. I know Plain had a few last year, and they are now defunct in the league. Out of the league. Hopefully they'll be back. Couldn't get enough players to commit. Here's the 0-2, foul back, and out of play. It is a tough thing. You know, I understand where a young person is coming from because, you know, I don't want to commit to every Sunday and things like that. But those that commit to the majority of them, they have a good time. Nothing in 2. Paulskill with a pitch. Reached out and popped. Foul down the line. The third baseman is back. Over the shoulder grab. Grant Rowe. Hauls that in for the first out. That's a second really nice play that Dodgeville's third baseman has made. Ryan Huter will be the batter. He walked and scored back in the third. When I was that young, of course, slow pitch softball was more of a thing, but had I had the choice and maybe the ability, probably would have preferred baseball. Pitch is down in there, is it? Strike call. Huter turns around, called a strike. Nothing in 1. Paulskill says yes to the sign from the windup and the pitch. Strike 2 call. But it's hard for managers when, oh, this guy can't be here. No, he calls and he can't be here. And it goes on. And all teams kind of experience that, except the teams that are doing well. Arena, pretty much same guys. And they're all a little older, too. That helps. Strike 3 called. Huter caught looking, and there are 2 away. Paulskill with a fastball right down Broadway, and 2 away for Nick Winters. Winters will be the batter. Nick Larson and Nick Jennings with a pretty familiar lineup there as well, with guys that have been around the league for a number of years, and that's when you start to have success. Here's the pitch, chopped foul. Nothing in 1. I always go back to the Cazenovia glory days where I knew the lineup, you know, it was the same every week. The same guy showed up, never had it, oh, this guy's gone, or he's playing golf or softball or whatever. It was the same every week, and that's why they were successful. Nothing in 1, swing and a miss, strike 2 on Winters. Top of the order, Carson Kenyon due next if Winters can reach. 2 outs, Two strikes on the batter here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the windup and the pitch down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Reese has let up just a little bit here, I would say. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Reese out, ripped well. Center fielder is over. He's going to have it measured and hauls it in. Hey, Nick Cullen almost misjudged that ball. It went back, and he's tall, reaches up and pulls it in for out number three. That'll do it. Muscadet goes in order in the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Muscadet continues to hold the lead, 5-0, over the host Dodgeville Knights on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
First ball hitting, Grant Rowe hits a fly ball to right field, and Nick Winters pulls it in. There is one away, one up, and one down in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rock Henkel will be the batter. Rock reached on an error back in the second inning. 5-0, Muscadet leading. Bottom of four of our scheduled 9 innings of this afternoon at Centennial Park in Dodgeville. Bussin from the windup delivers. That one is called a strike. Nothing and one. Lake has settled down and pitched a pretty good game here so far. There's the pitch. That one fouled down the line, down the dead-end street. Oh, it actually hit the dead-end street sign. Bounced off. Sure, that's happened a few times. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Again, same spot down the line, and it bounces, almost hit the player that was down the street trying to find the other baseball. Left-handed batting, Brock Henkel has fouled a couple that way. 0-2 offering is down low. One ball and two strikes. Josh Cartwright doing the catching today. That's off to both catchers. 1-2, here's the pitch, and that's called a little high. Two balls and two strikes. There was talk of maybe moving this game a little bit later, although I don't think it's going to get much better, especially late in the afternoon. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and there are two away. That is the fourth strikeout for Blake Bussin, and the batter will be Nick Cullen. If anything, you're going to move it. It probably would have been better to move it to this morning, play it at 10 or 11 if that was the case. But moving it to four, I can't say that that would help a whole lot. Bussin from the windup. This one swung on and missed. Nothing in one. And maybe play it tonight, but that's not real convenient for players to play on Sunday night, especially with work coming up on Monday for many. There's a strike called on Cullen. Nothing in two. The Dodgeville's number 8 batter. Bus and back and ready with the 0-2 offering, and he waits and fires, and that one is fouled off and out of play. Outfield playing fairly deep in all fields for the right-handed batter. Here's the pitch, reached out and bounced toward left base hit. Good solid single for Nick Cullen, and he's aboard with two away. The batter will be Dalen Rickard. Dalen fouled out last time. So a runner at first. Forehand play in the bag. The umpire, again, out to have a word with Bussin. This is the third time they've talked to him about his delivery, but he's not been called for a balk yet. That last time, there wasn't a lot of hesitation. He just went to the glove and threw. Here's the pitch. This one popped up and out of play, nothing and one. Certainly keeps the batters guessing. Has gone with a lot of sidearm delivery today as well. Former Cuba City high school player. Nothing and one. That went outside, and it gets by Cartwright. The runner's going to easily get to second base. Cullen advances on a wild pitch, and the count is one ball and one strike. Muscadet's been able to get out of a lot of jams here today. Dodgeville has stranded five runners so far. Here's the pitch.